We know, based on intelligence assessments, that as part of Russia's larger hostile efforts to interfere in last year's election, Russian actors targeted state election voting centers and state-level voter registration databases. These intrusions demonstrate a vulnerability to future cyber attacks and manipulations by foreign hackers in our democratic process. And that's why I've partnered with Republican Senator Susan Collins to introduce the bipartisan Securing America's Voting Equipment Act, or SAVE Act, today to provide increased security for American election systems. The SAVE Act would permanently designate state-run election systems as critical infrastructure, and it would require the Department of Homeland Security to create a federal grant program to help our states upgrade the physical, the electronic, and the administrative components of their voting systems, and to develop best practices to address modern risks. The SAVE Act would also require the Director of National Intelligence to sponsor security clearances to the officials responsible for the administration and certification of federal elections in each of those states, usually the secretaries of states themselves.
Heinrich says the Director of National Intelligence would then share all appropriate classified information with those state officials to help them protect their election systems from any security threats. Additionally, he says the bill would create a federal competition that would reward computer programmers who discover vulnerabilities in voting systems,
so that equipment and software vendors can work to fix those vulnerabilities. The SAVE Act does not aim to tell states how to conduct their elections or what policies and procedures or equipment are best in those states. Rather, the bill is really designed to facilitate information sharing with the states, provide guidelines and best practices for how best to secure those election systems, and allow states to access funds to develop their own solutions and implement practices in response to the threats that they pose.
Heinrich's GOP SAVE Act co-sponsor, Senator Collins, spoke on the Senate floor about the Intelligence Committee's findings and the need for the legislation.
What we have found is the Russians' active measures proceeded last fall, and they continue to this very day. We have an election coming up in November of this year and a major election next year. And both Senator Heinrich and I believe that it's so important that we act to assist states in protecting the integrity of their voting systems. Our bill seeks to facilitate information sharing on the threats posed to state election systems by foreign adversaries, to provide guidance to states on how to protect their systems against nefarious activity, and for states who choose to do so, to allow them to access some federal grant money to implement best practices to protect their systems.
And Senator Heinrich said, quote, "We must do everything we can to protect the security and integrity of our elections.
Until we set up a stronger set of protections of our election systems and take the necessary steps to prevent future foreign influence campaigns, our nation's democratic institutions will remain vulnerable."
New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver agrees. She is co-chair of the Elections Committee for the National Association of Secretaries of State and spoke in support of the SAVE Act last week. Toulouse-Oliver is worried about voters having full confidence their votes will be counted fairly and accurately.
My concern is that they may choose to stop participating in the electoral process, and I'm a big believer in having a robust and healthy democracy in this country. And so I feel that the SAVE Act is a very necessary step forward toward that goal.
But Toulouse-Oliver stressed New Mexico's voting system is a safe one.
We are fortunate. We have a 100% paper ballot system. We have a robust post-election audit system. We are way ahead of the game in terms of ensuring the integrity and security of our systems. It makes it difficult to affect the outcome of elections and is possibly one of the reasons why we are not aware that we were one of the 21 states targeted by Russian hackers last year. But I know that other states aren't so fortunate, and the SAVE Act will help other states address their weaknesses.
To Luce Oliver, adding that she is looking forward to the SAVE Act's provisions for grant funds to states because she says election systems and elections in general are vastly underfunded across the country.
Many states, including New Mexico, could utilize this federal assistance to help enhance our voting system security. The post-election audit component is also an important piece of this to make sure that our systems are using equipment that will have the best security technology available. And I'm also very pleased that the bill is going to codify some of the things that have already been set in motion by the Department of Homeland Security's critical infrastructure designation. I was one of a handful of secretaries earlier this year that was very pleased by the critical infrastructure designation because it is going to bring those federal resources to the states, that security level information, the threat assessments and tools. But we know that, you know, depending on who's in the DHS office, that could change at any time. And so making sure that this is put into federal code to ensure that we have these resources continually available to us moving forward is very important. And I'm a huge advocate of that. And again, want to thank the senator and his co-sponsor for sponsoring this bipartisan legislation.
I asked Senator Heinrich about the hurdles getting the SAVE Act through both chambers of Congress and to the president's desk in time for the 2018 elections. He conceded that being halfway through the congressional session could be an issue.
So just making it a priority for everyone is going to require a great deal of work. I don't see this as, you know, this is drafted to be very nonpartisan, very supportive of respecting local states' rights. And so I don't think, you know, we truly hope to avoid some of the partisan battles that we've seen in the past and make this about supporting state-level officials like secretaries of state, but getting people to understand the urgency of doing this now so that when we get to 2018, so that when we get to 2020, those election officials have the support that they need. That's one of my concerns.
Is it realistic to get it through by November 2018?
I certainly hope so. This should be something that we can all agree on. It's certainly an urgent need given the not only what we saw in our election in 2016, but also what we have seen in subsequent Western democratic elections in France, in Germany, and in other parts of the democratic world. I think we need to be prepared.
New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich.